Today is Tuesday, July 8th. Jim, 2857, I will work, open a public hearing and a work session on 2857.
Madam Co-Chair, House Bill 2857B authorizes cities in Southwest Oregon with populations of fewer than 10,000 residents that lie within the boundaries of a transportation district but do not receive regularly scheduled transportation services to petition to withdraw unserved portions of the city from the district. It directs the governing boards of the county and the district in question to approve any such petitions, and it also defines Southwest Oregon and has a sunset of January 2nd, 2006.
So moved.
I do not have any amendments for this. Representatives Gilman and Bates are the proponents, major sponsors of this, and I had understood that one or both of them was going to be here, but I do not see them.
Madam Chair.
Senator Corcoran, if you don't mind. Senator Corcoran.
I want to see what a definition of Southwestern Oregon is.
South of Douglas County.
Here it is. All right.
Anybody find it?
South of Roseburg. Okay. Now, why couldn't it be Cottage Grove? I want to amend this bill, Madam Chair. Just kidding, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Senator Brown.
I'm assuming that there's no one in the audience that's opposed to the bill.
Is there anyone that'd like to speak on this bill?
They're scared to death of us. They're not going to say if they oppose the bill.
Okay. Idiot.
Let's just move it.
Atkinson's carrying it, so we don't care about any
others. Right.
Good.
Where is that?
Any member that misses committee today is carrying it.
Since we're in a work session.
Yes, Senator Brown.
I would move House Bill 2857 A engrossed version to the Senate floor. I'm sorry, B engrossed version to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Brown moves House Bill 2857B version to the Senate floor with a due pass.
Don't tell her.
Bill what?
Senator Burdick is late again, so I don't want to tell her about the bill. She can just figure it out on her own.
I did my homework.
Oh, she's read it from back.
I'm ready to vote.
I've never accused
any discussion.
This is going to be a really bad bill. Two of the sponsors voted against it on the floor.
What? Well, like they say, the Senate's a church, the House is a bar.
Any discussion?
I don't know if it passed and Krupp, so it's not partisan or anything.
Still my lips.
Any objection?
No.
If not, so moved. And Senator Atkinson will be the carrier. Okay. Moving on.
I guess he'll be carrying HJR 55 too, won't he?
Huh?
He'll be carrying HJR 55 too, won't he?
Open a public hearing and work session on HJR 55A.
It's not his bill.
Jim?
Madam Co-Chair, this is HJR 55A.
Oh, nice timing, George. Yeah, sure. Bill's dead. Lack of interest.
HJRA directs the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development to designate Columbia Gorge Community College as an Oregon First Responder Training Center.
Okay. Eric, won't you?
This was Representative Mabry's bill. I had understood that he was going to be here also, but I don't see him.
He could be late, like his counterpart.
You know, we don't have to be sitting around waiting for House members that can't read the damn clock. You know, he's either here or he isn't. Oh, his ugly brother showed up. Let's just use him.
Representative Gilman, why don't you come up and tell us what you'd like to tell us about the previous bill we just passed?
You're going to want to close.
Remember, we could recall it if he speaks.
That's true. Oh,
pardon me?
He may offend us in some way, Madam Chair.
be very brief, Representative Gilman.
Senator, thank you for passing the bill out. It solves a little problem in Eagle Point. I think I talked to some of you, and a representative from Bates office talked to the rest of you. So that's what it's about. I'd like you to pass it and get it back and get it on to the governor's signature.
It's already passed, and you're very...
Send us some good budgets over. We'll have it right back over there for you.
I'll work on the budget.
Well, thank you so much.
It's on its way, and Senator Atkinson is the carrier. And thank you, Representative Gilman. And we are in a public hearing and work session on House joint resolution, HJR 55A. Representative Mayberry, do you want to come on up?
God, we're going from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Mayberry, not Mayberry.
Mayberry.
I know
Mayberry
that.
Is much better.
Close enough.
Close enough.
Don't call me Opie.
Yeah, I won't. I won't. I won't.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here. I'm really only here to irritate Senator Cochran. I've already done that.
That's not hard to do.
That's from Mayberry. We certainly wouldn't mistake him for Barney Fife.
No, they won't trust me with a bullet even in my shirt pocket.
Who is this person?
Madam Chair, my name for the record is John Mayberry. I'm a representative from House District 59. I reside in the Dalles, but take in more area than all of you guys combined in terms of space.
Be careful.
House Joint Resolution 55 is kind of an interesting little bill that probably means absolutely nothing to the state of Oregon unless you consider Mid-Columbia Community College an important part of the state of Oregon. I certainly do. In terms of what it does to us right here and what it means to us right here, it really means nothing. It's really asking that the Columbia Gorge Community College be designated as a first responder training center. And the way this came about is kind of interesting too. Columbia Gorge, I'll back up further than that. You may remember the Rajneesh times. Wasco County and Southern Wasco County was a part of the Rajneeshi generation, and we were the victims of the first terrorist attack that's documented, at least, in the United States. Our salad bars were poisoned. People went to the hospital. It was quite a traumatic time. That's just background information, because along comes current day times, and our community college is funding two things. One is an engineering, electrical engineering program in conjunction with Intel and the Corps of Engineers and Bonneville Power for the electrical engineering program. The other thing is a nursing program. Both of those programs are in some jeopardy to put it because of funding cutbacks, and I'm not here to whine about that. It's just a reality, and we're all facing up to that issue. But what is happening is we're having to try to look for different funding sources to keep those programs alive. We had a funding request, a grant request into the United States Department of Labor to help fund those two programs, but particularly the nursing program. On one of our trips to D.C., we were fortunate enough to run into a gentleman that said, "Let me help you get this through." He's a gentleman whose name escapes me right now, but he's a chief executive of the Washington Post newspaper system, and he kind of took a liking to our group. And he called a couple months back and said, "You know, with everything that's happening with Homeland Security, if you could just get your community college designated as a first responder for terrorism training, that would help your ranking with this grant request and go a long way to do that." And so there comes House Joint Resolution 55. It's not exclusive. It's not trying to do an end run on someone. It's not trying to say we are the only first responder, but with the approval of this body declaring that they would be designated as the first responder for training, our chances of getting that grant request is greatly improved. As you know, nurses are hard to come by in the metropolitan area. They're more difficult to come by in the rural area. This is a vital program for us. It's one that we don't want to see die. It's one that we're trying to train people for, to support not only our local nursing home, but our local Oregon Veterans Home. And so it's a program that is really worthy of being continued. And so if you could see it in your heart to designate the House Joint Resolution would declare Mid-Columbia here. I always make the Columbia Gorge Community College as a College's first responder training center. It would greatly assist us and increase your stature in heaven.
Oh, thank you very much. We all need that. Any questions?
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Senator Burdick.
Thank you. This is really a very creative idea. My question is, if there really were a terrorist event of some kind, does this designation confer on the college any, first responder responsibilities? Would they have any duties if there were a terrorist event?
Madam Chair, Senator Burdick, I assume you're speaking in terms of added responsibilities to do that. And the answer to that is no, there's nothing specifically designated that we must do. However, I think as any of us would do that are in the business of training people, whether it be for a crisis of a train derailment perhaps some chemicals being spilled that we need to respond to, or bacteria or any of those things, it would be our position to jump into that fray and try to make sure our people are properly trained. But it does not confer any specific additional requirement on our training program for nurses.
And Madam Chair?
Senator Burdick?
Is there some kind of a certification that is presented to people? I know you're training people who are likely to become first responders, but by being designated a first responder training center, is there some kind of special certificate that these people get in addition to their nursing degree, for example, being a first responder?
Madam Chair, Senator Burdick, no, there is no special recognition of that. It's designating the facility to be a training.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Senator Corcoran.
Madam Chair, would this first response include trying to get, like, general fund money for a nursing home?
Madam Chair, Senator Corcoran, no, it would not.
A veterans nursing home? Oh, okay.
Senator Corcoran, no, it would not. That's
good.
A completely different issue. But
so it has a much better chance then.
Absolutely, but I must tell you that I would try to pick your pocket for that nursing home if given the opportunity.
You already did, Representative. Thank you.
Any further questions?
I'm a poorer man because of it.
Let's see. We are in a work session, Senator Brown.
Madam Chair, I would move H.J.R. 55A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Brown moves H.J.R. 55A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection?
Mm-hmm.
If not, so moved. And we will have Senator Ted Ferrioli and Senator Rick Metzger co-carry.
Thank you all very, very much.
You're welcome.
That was so insincere.
My
God, where'd you learn that? In the county commission? That was horrible. Would you practice on that? Ouch!
Make sure I got the vote first.
We are
Then I had a Democrat carry a stupid bill.